I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, well, gentlemen, I wanna jam
it. Hey, welcome in, everyone. Another sign of the revolt. I can barely keep it. My phone's gone off. Texting, Dan, around the clock. I won't say who's behind it, just a constitutional lawyer. Republican Commissioner Rich Booker is introducing a resolution before the Radnor Board of Commissioners tonight that would open Radnor playgrounds and summer camps. And you might be thinking, Dom, is this what we're reducing to? This is headline news? Well, there'll be a price to pay for this. You know, I think that's the right thing to do. Radnor playgrounds and summer camps. I got another one here, too, I'll get to. But people are all over the place. It's like whack-a-mole now with Governor Wolfman Hack. What is he going to do? Is he going to send the state police in to close down kids? Mommy, I want to be on that play gym. No, honey, the state police are over there. You'll be handcuffed on that play gym. All right, let's go to the center of the action, though. We have quite a triumvirate with us. Let's go to the Attilus Gym right there in Belmar, New Jersey, right off Route 42. And we have the attorney, Kevin Barry. We have Ian Smith, who you've seen with Tucker Carlson, and Frank Trombetta, who's also the co-owner. Ian Smith, welcome to the Dom Giordano program. It's an honor to have you, Ian. Thank you for joining us.
It's an honor to be on. Thank you.
Well, I love what you did with Tucker Carlson the other night, in that you stayed on message. You made it about two things: all the safety things you were going to do, and how this is bigger than the gym. It's about bigger issues, and it's about opening up the state. Ian, are you surprised that the police stood down, as far as we know at this point?
We didn't know what to expect. That was an absolute best case scenario for us, and you know, we have nothing but the utmost respect for law enforcement. And I think that we came in this with a strong message, and we made it very clear from the beginning that this was not a beef with law enforcement, and that we were standing up for what we truly believe as free citizens. And I think that message resonated not only with civilians, but with law enforcement today as well.
Absolutely. Your attorney, Kevin Barry, is also with us. Kevin, thank you. Good to talk with you again. I thought the mayor of Belmar was wildly out of control this morning, but maybe that was just to make sure the crowd was not overwhelming, and he is allowing this to go forward, I bet, under considerable pressure.
Yeah, I think I have to echo what Ian just said. The local law enforcement, they behaved themselves very well, as did all of their supporters who came. It wasn't really a protest mode. It was just support of small business. So the police were here just for crowd control. The crowd did not need to be controlled, neither did small business owners. So they've gone on their way, and the gym is now operating as they're operating responsibly. They're letting their members in. They're taking temperatures. They're social distancing, and they're wearing masks.
Yeah, they're very, very thorough in that. That's what I'm impressed with to Ian and Frank, because I wouldn't support and bring on, Kevin, anybody that just says it's a Wild West, particularly with gyms. I'm a member of a gym, and I know sweating and wiping down afterward in the best of times. We know some of the issues. They have gone all out, as much as I can imagine, to make this safe. Frank Trombetta is the other. And Frank, it's the first time I've seen you today talking to the media. What's your overall take about where we are now? Are you surprised? And if this continues forward, it would be very significant because other people, hopefully in a responsible way, are going to follow what you and Ian have done here.
Well, I definitely think that they should follow. And actually, but the most important thing there is not just follow, but make sure that they're compliant, that they understand what, you know, the CDC's regulations are for their industry, not just gyms, nail salons, restaurants, anything, because they shouldn't put themselves out there where they could get fined or do things because they don't understand the regulations. If you're not ready, don't open up. But if you are, do it, because now's the time, because if they've taken way too long to actually put a plan together for getting this state back up and running.
Absolutely. Ian, you couldn't be surprised, though, with the turnout today of people being supportive, because they probably saw you on Tucker Carlson. They have a sense. You were very articulate on this, calm, but also reaffirming a lot of principles of a good citizen.
Yeah, you know, I knew that there was incredible support, you know, after going on the Rizzioli show and then Tucker Carlson. Our phones have not stopped ringing. The gym phone, the only time it stops ringing is when it dies. And we knew the support was there. It's still pleasantly surprised us, you know, but at the end of the day, We spoke from the heart. We spoke for what we truly, truly believe was the right thing to do. And we had the best intentions going into this. You know, you mentioned not being the wild, wild west. You know, our intention was to find a common ground and create a game plan that both accommodates public health and public safety and upholds those. But at the same time, it gives us a path to move forward and be prosperous as citizens of this great, great, great nation.
Now, are you accepting new members, or are you at capacity where you can't do that now?
We are accepting new members, yes.
Okay, what's the best way to get into, probably by email? So what's the website, Ian?
We are www.theattilisgym.com. You can call in. You can stop in. We run a pretty simple. We're a simple shop. You know, we accept all members regardless of what their goals are or what their background is, and you know, we're going to continue to do so because we got into this because that's what our passion is, and we love to share health and wellness with the community. So we're gonna keep on doing that.
Absolutely. Well, Ian, thank you very much. Attorney Barry and Frank, thank you guys. Stay in touch if there are other developments. We love seeing what's going on over in Belmar today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you guys, too. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.